Border Patrol agents say they're getting the short end of sequestration stick. Customs and Border Protection's plan to cope with the budget cuts includes furloughs and less overtime for agents. Now, the agency says it's focusing limited resources on core mission areas. It's trying to do it in the least disruptive way possible while not compromising security. The National Border Patrol Council disagrees. Council Vice President Sean Moran says the plan could cut agents' pay by 40%.
Customs and Border Protection has used the sequestration as political cover to slash salary. They've been charged with getting rid of $285 million worth of salary, $245 million of which come directly from Border Patrol agents. This is from what's called our administratively uncontrollable overtime, which are the ninth and tenth hours that agents work daily. And this has been going on since the 1960s.
Overtime nowadays, it sounds like, is de rigueur. It's the normal schedule for people. They don't really consider it overtime in the field.
Absolutely. This is what agents get hired at. They're told that they're going to regularly work overtime. And most people, when you hear overtime, think that someone's being paid time and a half. That's not the case. This is little more than straight pay, and it's what agents are expected to do as a regular part of the job.
What does this mean for border security?
Well, it means that there's going to be less coverage. The AUO is set up to allow our busiest times, which are the shift changes, to be adequately covered. This is a good deal for the agency and for the U.S. government because it allows agents to be out there. And if they catch somebody that has a history that needs to be prosecuted, the agent can then work the case, and it's at a reduced rate than what a private sector or an employee working at time and a half would be paid. So AUO gives the agency the flexibility that it needs to be able to cover. And so now when we don't have people out in the field because there's not any AUO, you're going to see longer response times when people call for a Border Patrol agent. It's going to make it more dangerous because they're also implementing cost-saving measures like putting two agents to a vehicle. So that effectively cuts in half the amount of area that we can cover. It really is a bad recipe for border security.
Have you been told to do anything differently in your day-to-day routine?
We have. They want to affect cost savings through saving gas, saving wherever they can. So agents are being shuttled out to the field in vans. Vehicles are being left out on the border, and the agents are being brought to them. Some sectors are putting two agents in a vehicle. That's the plan once these cuts go into effect. And that's a real problem because our strategy is deterrent-based, and it's about getting the most bodies to the border and trying to keep people out. So if you have 20 people working a five-mile stretch and then you double them up in vehicles, you've now cut yourself by 50% in terms of how much area you can effectively cover.
There are fewer illegal immigrants crossing the border these days, and that decline has continued over a number of months, even years. So is it really necessary to have so many Border Patrol agents, given that, I guess you could say, there's less business?
Well, that business never shuts down. They are always trying to get into the country, and we have to remain vigilant and remain prepared. Yes, the numbers are historically down, but that could turn around as soon as the economy turns around. We think that's a big part of it. But with all the talk of immigration reform and sequestration and the fact that ICE was releasing detainees, we're seeing huge numbers right now in South Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley sector. Just over the weekend, we had groups of hundreds that were coming across and basically turning themselves in, hoping that they would either be released on their own recognizance or that they would be able to stay here and qualify for some kind of immigration reform. Anytime there's talk about that or talk about lax border security, we see business start to pick up in some of our busier sectors.
We're speaking with Sean Moran, the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, which represents about 17,000 agents. this is reaching some lawmakers, particularly in Arizona and other places where they are very concerned about their border. What is your strategy as the council in terms of getting the department to change its mind on this?
Well, we urge all our members and everybody that is listening that cares about border security, everyone call and or write their elected representatives and tell them that they want their border secured even during the sequestration. This isn't something that we can take lightly. There is a near civil war going on south of our border, and there are ultra-violent cartels that are willing to do whatever it takes to be able to move their product across the U.S.-Mexico border. And our agents are still going to be there. They're going to be the ones in the line of fire. They're the ones that will first feel any violence that comes north.
Given the fact that other federal employees are also facing furloughs, quite honestly, the council has decided to make more of a stink about this than some other groups.
Well, and that all goes back to how we feel we're being singled out. If every federal employee was looking at a loss of 40% of their pay, we wouldn't have a leg to stand on. We would just be another group of federal employees that was unhappy about how they're being treated. And I think every federal employee should be unhappy because our lawmakers couldn't get their act together and couldn't get the job that they're being paid to do done. But the Border Patrol, you know, we hear Secretary Napolitano, we hear the president and the leadership of the Congress say how important border security is. They want to do an immigration reform, but they say they want to secure the border first. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, the border is not secure. It's safer than it has been in recent years, but it is not secure. People that are committed to coming across this border will get across. And if they have, you know, nefarious purposes other than seeking employment here, then that is one of the ways that they could get into this country. So if we're going to take border security seriously, we need to make sure that we have enough people out there and that they're being compensated appropriately. We're not asking for more money. We're just asking for what we were promised by the federal government to do our job.
Sean Moran is vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He's also a senior patrol agent in San Diego. Now, since we recorded this interview, agents have received official notice that furloughs will start at the end of April. You can read the furlough letter at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. For more on sequestration and furloughs at other agencies, click on the furlough tracker on our homepage. By the way, the funding bill making its way through Congress would stop furloughs of Border Patrol agents. Moran says border security will deteriorate unless agents can continue to work overtime.